In a village near Abu Ghraib, west of Baghdad, 1,000 tribal sheikhs and other local leaders from predominantly Sunni Anbar province have come to hear messages of unity. This sheikh from Fallujah, Abdurrahman Azobi, is encouraging local leaders to fight al-Qaeda in Iraq. He says it is important to have all Iraqis united again. U.S. officials say al-Qaeda in Iraq remains a threat that must be pursued. A recent internet message attributed to Osama bin Laden warns Iraqis not to join counterinsurgency patrols or help rebuild a U.S.-backed national unity government. Although Sunni sheikhs started the awakening movement, now Shiites, a minority group in Anbar, are working to reconcile differences with Sunnis in order to rid the area of insurgents. U.S. Army Colonel Kurt Pinkerton says both Shiites and Sunnis are cooperating with coalition forces to stop the violence.
Al-Qaeda chased people out. The Shia are moving back into areas and the Sunnis are moving back into areas. We have many checkpoints that are manned by tribes that are both Sunni and Shia sitting there together.
Tom Burke is with a U.S. reconstruction team helping Iraqis start development projects in Anbar. He says the difference is remarkable.
People talking to people to show that bygones are bygones. We can work together no matter if we be Sunni or we be Shia, that they support one government, the government of Iraq, that they want an end to violence.
U.S. military commanders say they are working with thousands of Iraqi volunteers who are helping to secure their tribal areas in Anbar. Although the men are called volunteers, they are paid $300 a month by the U.S. military for their work alongside the awakening movement. U.S. officials say the volunteers have helped cut violence in Anbar by more than half since June by providing information about al-Qaeda in Iraq and manning checkpoints. Ahmed Jamil Hussein is in charge of 180 volunteers in Abu Ghraib. He says the volunteers have a good relationship with coalition forces and are doing their best to keep the area secure. Tom Burke says as security improves, it becomes possible to set up essential services that are lacking, such as running water. Ali Majid Salman Al-Janabi, a sheikh from Abu Ghraib, says many other things are needed to improve the quality of life. He says people need jobs, better roads, schools, and health clinics. Burke says it is crucial for the awakening meetings to continue, so Sunnis and Shiites keep working together and support a central government. He says this is the way to keep al-Qaeda in Iraq in check. Deborah Block, VOA News, Abu Ghraib.